2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Candidates, groups, and political parties have poll watchers, and it is allowed under Utah state statute.
I think it's imperative that people understand the process and have the ability to have third parties check that process.
Utah County Clerk Auditor Amelia Powers-Gardner says they facilitate and welcome poll watchers on Election Day. Same in Davis County, where Curtis Koch is the clerk auditor.
Fill out some paper to be a poll watcher, and then once they've read the statute, understand what they can and can't do. So we do give preference to candidates, to folks that have filed initiatives, political parties.
The ACLU of Utah sends poll-watching volunteers. Voting rights manager Nikhila Venugopal says they wear yellow shirts.
They're mostly just there to, you know, report to us any major issues that do occur. We're not expecting a ton of those, but they're also there to help point voters to the right resources if they have questions. So, you know, we feel very confident that drop boxes are secure. We'll also have folks sort of driving around the counties to lay eyes on them.
Utah's mail-in ballots will be tabulated and verified for the next 3 weeks as they are returned.
When we created our ballot sender, we had three huge windows cut into the walls, and we put glass in those windows so that anyone who walks by can see everything that we're doing as we go through this process of administering election.
In our tabulation center or our election center, we are limiting that to four poll watchers. That's because we are in a confined space and we have to social distance.
ACLU volunteers are also assigned to watch social media
to help us fight back against misinformation and disinformation and trying to point Utah voters in the correct direction so that they feel safe and comfortable voting this year.
Powers does a lot of correcting people online as well, reminding them that elections are different state by state, even county by county.
You're taking information from your cousin in California and you're reporting that as though that's how it happens in Utah County, for example. Go directly to the source. Go to the county clerk's office, the county clerk's website, and get your information from your local county clerk.
Koch says knowing the facts about how elections are run helps with public trust.
We have wonderful staff that are your friends and neighbors that are running this election. And that's what you see statewide.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.